I just want to let people know that there's a problem with Penn Air, and they're hiding it, and I think that's garbage, my personal opinion. It's my opinion, but I would just think that they would warn people. And I went down there, I was down there yesterday again, talking to somebody. Oh, well, yeah, we know about it, but, you know, our security's involved in it. And I said, well, how come people don't know about it? Right? So, no, when you have a problem and you don't acknowledge it a problem, that's a problem. So I'll probably close my Penn Air because of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just...
Holy smokes. So I was watching this city council meeting in Milton last week, and Mike Cusack, who describes himself as the business security HR expert guy, and then he goes on for, like, I don't know, 10 minutes on this tirade torching Penn Air for not doing enough to warn him that people sometimes impersonate Penn Air or other banks or other entities and try to scam you out of things because, you know, I mean, I don't know whether he got scammed. He didn't say he did, but I mean, you kind of read between the lines. Maybe it's possible. But he just torched them like they were covering it up. He implied that they had a data breach. I mean, it was really like defamatory kind of stuff here. So I figured we would do what, you know, a good news organization does, is I would share you Mike's comments and explain why I think they're completely off base, but then also talk to Penn Air. So joining us now, we have a representative from Penn Air. We have Lewis Garvin, who is the corporate communications manager and the PIO, public information officer. You might know him. He used to work at the airport as a PIO there, and now he is working for Penn Air. Lewis, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I don't know where to start exactly on all of this, but I kind of give you a chance to respond because, you know, I know you're familiar with the comments and, you know, I hate that we have to take, you know, the good name of your company and, you know, tarnish them in this way. But, it, you know, he went on public record and talked about how terrible y'all were. So, you know, I know I'm glad you took time out of the midst of your cover up and your data breach to talk to me, but just, you know.
Please respond. First and foremost, there is no cover-up. There is no data breach.
Thank you.
So let's go ahead and clear that air right there.
Please.
So that did not happen. You know, we would have to tell our members, you know, there'd be an obligation for us to do that. And even if we told a few members, it would get out. I mean, in today's social media world, everyone would know if there was. So there is not. Not a cover-up at all. I will say this. I do hate that he's gone through this, and I do hate that all members and all of our community is going through this because – you know, financial scam.
Oh, come on. Lewis will call back. I know he will. All right. So in the meantime, you know, just a couple of things worth noting. The first one is every entity suffers this. And it's not their fault that somebody else manages to abuse technology to pretend to be them. This is true whether it's banks, this is true whether it's financial institutions, this is true whether it's governments, you know, City of Milton, Pensacola Energy, Sheriff's Office. How many times have we, I mean, people will impersonate even the sheriff, right, and deputies, and they go to great lengths to try to do this in a way that they think is going to get people to fall prey to it, and unfortunately it works an awful lot of the time. So anyway, just it's very frustrating. I'll see if we can get, you know, Lewis back on the line here. Oh, he's calling him right now. Perfect. But yeah, that's why I thought was so weird, because Mike specifically, Councilman Cusack specifically, was attacking Penn Air. But I'm like, sir, this is everywhere. And you've not heard of this? You know, like, do you not listen to the news, read the internet, listen to the radio, watch TV? Like, it's... this is widely known, maybe not for every individual, but certainly for everybody who's in the public space. Hey, Lewis, you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm back.
No, sorry about that. You know, every once in a while, it must be the Nigerian sarcophagus seller scams, and they're after us, and they've gotten in the way. Okay, so you were in the point of responding and saying that, you know, you're sorry for your members having to deal with this, and you wish it weren't true, but this is something that, I mean, every organization suffers this, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, there's not a financial institution out there that's not, you know, having this at the forefront and trying to educate. And that's the best that we can do and anyone can do at this point, is just to make sure that we're following simple habits that make a big difference. You know, if it seems too good to be true and you didn't initiate it, pause for a moment, verify it, call us back.
Right. Dude. Phones are dying today. But no, he's exactly right. That's so weird. That never happens. That's twice. Okay. So he'll probably call back again. This is not like the time when we had Mike on the sketchy connection. This is just like the phone's just killing us. Anyway, so yes, and that's the key is if you get a call like this, and I can't think of how many times we've had people on, you know, we had Tammy on many times. She's on Pep Talk explaining this. But if anybody calls you and you have any questions, just hang up and call the right number, the number that you know is correct. And you can get all the information you need. And that's it. It's really that simple. All right, this is our third try. Lewis, we may have to.
Right.
Hey, we have to, because it's good information. So you want them to hang up. You want them to call the right number if there's any question, right?
That's correct. I mean, yes, absolutely. If there's any type of question or thought process that you think this might be weird, and they're especially asking you for like PIN numbers or passwords or two-factor authentication, hang up immediately and call the number yourself. Even if it's coming from a number that you recognize as a financial institution number, it's better to do that when and make sure that you're initiating it, because 9 times out of 10 in that case, it is scam. It is fraud.
Can you talk for a second about the challenges of being the entity that, because, okay, your members are victims, but you guys are victims too, because somebody else is making you look bad, making you, I mean, and here you got Mike Cusack is actually amplifying the harm by making these outrageous claims and accusing you of a cover-up and all that, which is nonsense. But can, like, what could you do differently when you are already repeatedly and routinely warning people about scams?
You know, honestly, there's not, I don't know that there's much that we could do differently.
Right.
Educating and making sure that we're staying on top of it is the best course of action. You know, even talking with Escambia County yesterday, the sheriff's office, they're even saying, you know, this is stuff that you can't arrest people because, one, they're not in our country.
Right.
And you have to get the FBI involved in certain cases. And so it's one of those that it's just one of those things that there's a lot of victims involved and you pass the victimization across the board. And so best we can do is to educate and make sure that we're staying on top of it. And, you know, and they're very convincing. Sometimes they're going to get through. Sometimes something's going to happen. So, you know, we have a whole page dedicated on our website at penair.org/security that you can go and check out different tactics and different, you know, things that you can do to help protect your account. And just be mindful every time we get on a phone call, especially with our finances and our, you know, utility bills and things. And even they were talking about it in Milton with the utilities are getting, you know, kind of scammed as well.
Right.
I mean, they're coming at it from every angle.
Yeah. And also, you know, don't click links in texts. Don't click links in emails. Just, you know, you have to be smarter. And I know the challenges, you know, of modern technology can be difficult for everybody. But particularly, this is something that, like, I can't imagine if you were to try, you know, as Penair, like if you're talking Lewis Garvin from Penair, if you guys were to really do kind of what Mike seemed to be implying, which is, you know, you should be out there every day giving us a running tally of how many people have been called and how many people have been scammed and warning us again and again and again. So if we're unaware that we ought to be aware, like, so their whole communication strategy and all their advertising is going to be talking about something that makes their reputation look bad when it's not their fault in the first place? I mean, it's a ridiculous expectation.
Yeah, and then it also, too, it becomes white noise and where we just become mundane to it. And then it's one of those things where now we're just like, yeah, it's just another one of those things. And we get so, like, you know, lackadaisical to it that it's going to happen even more.
Yeah.
And then also, too, if we're over here telling people about the tactics that are being used and such, well, then they know that we know about it, and then they change their tactics. And so trying to stay ahead of it, it's, you know, it's a vicious cycle. And I hate to say it that way. I'm not trying to be flippant at all. This is a huge, huge deal across America, across the nation. But at the same time, you know, there's, you know, some very simple things that that we all can do to help protect ourselves and each other.
Absolutely. Hey, Lewis, hang on for just one second. I had one last question, but let me John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that economic development is about building our economy for all current and future residents? Presented by the Florida West Economic Development Alliance. No accidents to report to you, just some minor slowdowns on Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Now, I know psychology. I know how the brain works. Don't think of an elephant in a tree. You think of an elephant in a tree. So I understand that, you know, saying the words Penair and then bad things, and even if you're saying it's not true, it still associates in people's mind. I don't know any other way to fight this misinformation that Mike Cusack was pointing out. But Lewis Garvin, he's the corporate communications manager and PIO for Penair. Lewis, in case people are just joining us, if you hear the rumor that Penair has some scam involving them, it's not unique to you. It's everybody, every institution is suffering from this, right?
That is correct, yeah.
If Penn Air, if you hear that they're involved in some cover-up of some scam, which is exactly what Mike Cusack accused you of a couple of times in that meeting, that's not true. You are actively promoting information as much as you possibly can.
Absolutely.
And if you hear, because again, he implied this, that there was some kind of a data breach or a hack, not only is that false, but under, like, federal law, you would be obligated to say it and the truth would get out, so that is completely inaccurate, yes?
That is completely inaccurate. That's
thank,
correct.
Thank you. Last thoughts, anything else you want to tell people? Just, you know, your chance. Again, I feel like you guys have been defamed, and I want to give you a chance to, you know, talk about why, you know, how good you are. You know what I mean?
No, I appreciate that. You know, that's the one thing about Penn Air. You know, a lot of things happen, and a lot of people get, you know, there's a lot of things that happen. And so we understand that part. But, you know, we've been around. Actually, next week we celebrate our 90th anniversary. Been around since 1936.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Trying to enhance lives and make sure that we're serving our members, serving our communities, showing that respect that's there, and being, you know, generous to our communities. And so I think that's what really sets Penn Air apart. And so we invite anybody to come check us out, you know, go to our website, come to one of our branches, and just, you know, see what makes the difference over here at Penn Air. You know, we're working hard for the communities and for the people around us. And we'd love for people to come and join us.
And if you ever get a message or a call and you're not sure about it, hang up, call the real number. Don't panic. Don't freak out. Yeah. Use your brain. That's how they take advantage of you. Just, you know, ask a real person you can trust and, you know, you'll get good answers. Lewis Garvin.
Okay. Pause, verify, protect.
Pause, verify, protect. Corporate Communications Manager and PIO for Penn Air. Lewis, I really appreciate you joining me this morning to answer some of this stuff and clarify and to teach people because, you know, look, I know if Mike Cusack doesn't know, then other people don't know. And we want to raise awareness so that other people do not get taken advantage of. I don't know whether he was or not, but, you know, that's what he was trying to do as well. And I appreciate you coming on the radio this morning. I know some people would have kind of preferred to avoid it, you know, probably. And I'm glad that you guys became available. So thank you so much for the time. And thanks for what you do keeping us informed, man.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, sir.
722 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next home, you are downsizing or you're growing your family or you want to move to the beach or you want to buy a vacation rental or a long-term rental or any, you know, if it's residential real estate, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are really, really good at this. We're in a market where it's challenging. And in fact, you know, when the market was hot a couple of years ago, they had sold over 200 homes a year for a couple of years, and then it dropped to 175 and then dropped to 165, and which was understandable because the way the market was, interest rates and people holding properties and everything else, prices had gotten crazy. Well, this year they're back up 30%. Last year they're back up 30%, 209 homes sold. And a lot of realtors are just not having great success. And so a lot of the listings that they're getting are like after people have tried with other realtors once, twice, one case where, I kid you not, seven times, seven other realtors have tried and didn't sell a house, and Christina sold it. So, you know, not that big of a deal. But it's expertise, it's experience, it's doing it four times a week on average, over and over and over again. You learn stuff. So if you want to get your home sold or you want to buy a home, because they do that too, 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you rushing to an appointment? Have you been late for an appointment? Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die." Like me and you, eternal life in heaven with him. I urge you, don't delay. Confess your sin to him and call upon Christ today so that you are prepared for this appointment.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids. Rolaids' dual-active formula has calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. Yeah, you heard right. Two actives for that powerful relief. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
But you're from another generation. Like I told you, everybody thought you'd have a real problem with me.
I do not have a problem with homosexuals!
No.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember, like, in the, what, mid-90s, when the whole world was moving and shifting and adapting, and every show had their, you know, like Seinfeld had their, not there's anything wrong with that, and you know, every show was dealing with this one way or another, and that was, you know, Coach back in the day with the gay player on his football team.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's
what... You recognize the voice, but it took
yes.
you a second. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. 7:25 on News Radio 9. And he goes, in the follow-up to that, he, you know, he realizes he's done wrong by this player who quits the team. And then he goes and meets him at a bar. And, you know, it turns out to be a gay bar. He doesn't realize it. And so they're talking. He's like, I would never be in a bar where then the two guys are dancing behind them and then four guys are dancing behind him. Just like, it's a funny scene. It's pretty well done. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors. The only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, expect about a 12-minute delay in that area. Also, I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit, seeing about a 7-minute delay in that area. And also, 98 eastbound, as you approach Windhaven Beach and past Windhaven Beach, you're going to see about a 7-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I guess we can't tell them they're doing a good job today. Not today.
They were doing good
were doing
earlier.
Yeah,
I know.
It all fell apart. Yeah. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez DeRemer is stepping down. White House spokesperson Stephen Chung posting on X that Chavez DeRemer will be leaving the administration to take a position in the private sector. She'd been facing a probe from the Labor Department's Inspector General over potential misconduct. After 15 years, Tim Cook is stepping down as Apple CEO this year. The company says Cook is transitioning over to the role of executive chairman in September. And a U.S. delegation headed by Vice President J.D. Vance is heading to Pakistan today for possible peace talks with Iran, although there's no word yet on whether anybody from Iran plans to show up for those talks.
Well, they call those unilateral talks.
Yeah, they may be a
literally
one side.
Side is there. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, yeah. Today in history, okay, a couple of things. Number one, the surgeon photograph, that's the Loch Ness Monster photograph, the Nessie, you know, that was first produced in 1934. So that's been a while. You know, that was eventually revealed to be a hoax, which, not surprisingly, but, you know, it was eventually
revealed. It was?
Yeah, 1999, revealed to be a hoax. Oh, I know. Sorry.
You ruined it, man. I was like, I got to go.
Why would
it.
You ruin my happiness like that? And then in 1989, this is still hard to process. 1989, the Tiananmen Square protests were going on. So that's what, 37 years ago? 37 years ago, right?
Yeah,
I know. 91, invasion of Iraq, so that's 35 years ago.
Stop, Andrew.
I know. I remember being a freshman in college watching that on TV. No, but 100,000 students gathered in Tiananmen Square to commemorate Chinese reform. And then, of course, you know, the tanks come in and, you know, they start shooting people. Here's my question for you. How many people do you know your history? How many people were killed in the Tiananmen Square protests? Because I know you've seen the guy with the grocery bags in front of the line of tanks. That's the iconic image, okay?
Right.
But they did actually kill people. If you ask the Chinese, how many would they say?
One.
240.
Really?
Yeah, 240. Actually, 241. That's the official Chinese total. Estimates from non-official sources claim anywhere from 300 to 700 to just shy of 3,000.
Shy of 3,000?
So in Tiananmen Square, maybe they killed 3,000 people on that day when they started killing people. Yeah. I mean, you remember that, like, for context, the Iran suppression of their protest was, again, we don't really know, but the guess is 30,000. Now, we don't have the same kind of, like, iconic image to show the world, and we've kind of become inured to it or, you know, sort of tone deaf to it now, what Lewis Garvin called white noise. But, I mean, 30,000 people is an insane, like, the population of Pensacola is only 55,000. You know, that's a baseball stadium worth of people that they killed. Hmm. For context around who's bad and who's not bad and who's doing what and, you know, shooting at the engine room of a ship to disable it when it's breaking a blockade to try to stop a crazy bunch of madmen from acquiring a nuclear weapon. And you wind up killing in the process of a month and a half's worth of warfare, maybe 3,000 soldiers. Doesn't seem quite so horrific compared to executing 30,000 of your own citizens in the course of a week for political protests.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. The ceasefire deal between the U.S. and Iran expires tomorrow. President Trump posting on Truth Social, Iran has violated the ceasefire numerous times. Fox's Matt Finn in Pakistan.
The U.S. delegation led by the vice president has not publicly confirmed its anticipated travel here to Pakistan. This is really an hour-by-hour situation. The Iranian regime has been reporting that Iran has not confirmed that it's sending a delegation here to Islamabad.
Voting underway in Virginia, Democrats want to redraw the congressional maps.
It's been called the most gerrymandered map in the entire country, and now it's why rural Virginians are standing up saying, no, do not disenfranchise our voices.
Former State Attorney General Jesus Miores earlier on Fox and Friends, about 1.3 million people voted early. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31. We've got sunshine, 56 degrees this morning. Looking like it'll be a beautiful day, but we'll check in with Channel 3 and get our full forecast up in just a few minutes. A cantonment man will spend 15 years in prison for the accidental shooting of a 16-year-old back in 2024 at a house party. Happened on Wishbone Road. A judge sentenced 21-year-old Ethan O'Brien after a jury convicted him of manslaughter with a firearm in February. O'Brien was 19 when he pulled out an AR-style rifle at a party and accidentally fired it, striking Bryson Allen in the chest. O'Brien fled the scene. He'll serve 15 years of probation after he's released from prison and received credit for just over 2 years that's already been served. Now, the woman that was shot and killed on Sunday morning by a Pensacola man has been identified as 39-year-old Alonda Cuffey. Deputies say the dispute that led to that shooting was over whether 64-year-old James Pelzer said, excuse me, while he was passing through the kitchen. Pelzer allegedly grabbed a revolver from his room and fired 4 to 5 shots at Cuffey, who died at the scene. Pelzer's wife witnessed the shooting and reportedly told deputies that her husband had a history of threatening to use his gun. A federal grand jury in Northwest Florida indicted 12 previously deported immigrants in March for illegally reentering the United States. The suspects were found in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties and include nationals from Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. One suspect had been deported 3 times before returning. Another was deported twice in 2025 and 2026 before being found again in Escambia County. 3 others face additional charges for using fraudulent documents. The cases were investigated by Homeland Security with help from local law enforcement. The American Magic's manufacturing facility at their new performance center in Pensacola landed a major contract with one of the world's leading autonomous naval vessel makers. American Magic Services was chosen to manufacture the wings for Sail Drone's newly unveiled Spectre, a 170-foot unmanned warship designed for anti-submarine warfare and strike missions.
For us to be able to reconnect with them and get involved with their project and to then bring it to Pensacola, I think is amazing for the team. And we feel very fortunate to be based here, and we want to be a good partner to this community.
American Magic COO Tyson Lamond. American Magic is based at the new performance center at the Port of Pensacola. They expect to produce up to 5 Spectre wings per year. The first Spectre vessel should undergo sea trials in early 2027. Well, sociology will no longer be offered in some Florida schools. It's an effort to get control over DEI initiatives.
Florida college officials dealt the final blow to sociology, purging the subject from all community college requirements. The decision is part of a push by state leaders to limit DEI initiatives within Florida's public university system. The decision closed the door on sociology as a baseline requirement for all public undergrad students in the state. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. And it is 7:35 here, News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens, who's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Only one accident on the books right now at New Warrington Road and Jackson Street. Not seeing any delays associated with that. Just wanted you to be aware. And also I-10 right now, I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 exit, seeing some about a 7-minute delay. And also Highway 29 southbound, just south of Nine Mile Road, experiencing a 10-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. 56 and sunshine right now, looking like a beautiful morning. Brooke Richardson with our forecast.
We will be looking at a beautiful day today. Temperatures warming up near 79 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a small chance of a stray sprinkle in the afternoon. 10% chance of rain, high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Heading into Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 79 degrees and a 10% chance of rain. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
We've got 56 degrees with sunshine. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Some changes on the way at one of the biggest tech companies out there. Apple said that John Ternus is succeeding Tim Cook as CEO effective September 1st. CNBC reports that Apple's market cap increased by more than 20-fold on Cook's watch, closing yesterday at $4 trillion. Caregivers are typically unpaid and often must cut back on their work hours or leave the workforce for a period to provide care. The AARP Public Policy Institute reports that unpaid labor provided by caregivers is valued at about $1 trillion. Two new proposals in Congress join other bills aimed at easing the financial strain faced by unpaid caregivers. Commercial ship traffic through the Strait of Hormuz briefly jumped over the weekend before slowing to a trickle again after several attacks on vessels. LSEG data says that at least 20 ships transited the strait on Saturday, ranging from oil tankers to dry bulk and container ships, but traffic came to a standstill on Sunday. Futures are still moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When I heard I needed a heart transplant, I thought it was game over. All I could think about was the memories that I wouldn't be able to make with my family.
Then an angel entered our lives as an organ donor. Their decision to register as a donor saved my husband's life.
Save lives, say yes. Register today as a donor at DonateLifeFlorida.org.
This message is sponsored by Donate Life Florida and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, it is Christina Leavenworth.
I'm Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic.
Hey, this is Delino with the Boot Store on Pine Forest Road.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
I love radio advertising for my business, so I always love referring business over to ADX Communications for the best radio advertising out there.
We have advertised with Cat Country 98.7 over the past 10 years. Because we know radio works and Cat Country reaches our target audience.
I absolutely recommend radio to business owners. It's real, it's local, and it reaches people where they live and work.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today, 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
When the news gets complicated, you don't need more volume. You need better questions. Better questions. Hugh Hewitt sits down with lawmakers, legal experts, journalists, and insiders, and actually lets them talk. Lets them talk. Long-form interviews, real context, and time to understand what's really happening behind the headline. Hugh Hewitt. Hugh Hewitt. Weekdays, 2 to 4, on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local. Dependable.
Dependable.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Beautiful day out. It's a perfect time. A little crisp, but I'll take it. Perfect time for us to talk with Sheriff Chip Simmons from Escambia County. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, we won for our category in Men Who Cook on Sunday.
I saw that.
And you were not there to
there.
Enjoy it. I was missing you being around.
I was part of the Men Who Eat competition. And we won as well.
If you get fed, you won, right? Yeah. Let's talk about a couple of incidents that have taken place. Several really concerning incidents. Let's talk about the one that you were on the news last night talking about this, Channel 3. Alanda Cuffey was the victim, but this was a domestic violence shooting. Her stepfather wound up killing her, right? What happened here?
Yeah, oftentimes we talk about motive and what leads to a certain thing, and oftentimes it is a disturbance that led to a fistfight or a disturbance that led to gunfire. In this case, it was a disturbance, but it was a unique disturbance by all accounts and by the witness accounts. This was just an interaction, two people walking within their own kitchen, and I guess he got offended because he wanted to pass through, or she didn't let him pass through, or something to the effect of he could have at least said, excuse me, before he walks by me, to which he went to his bedroom again, allegedly, and picked up a handgun and came back and just started firing at her four to five times, killing her. She was pronounced deceased at the scene. And he was charged with the homicide. Mm.
You and I were talking about this a little bit before the show, and I think every human being has what we'd call crazy fleeting thoughts or impulses in a domestic situation, a lot of times your spouse or your kids or your parent, they know how to say a thing that just totally gets under your skin. And whether they know it or not, a lot of times they do. That's why they say it. But the reaction of that might fleetingly be, oh, I'm going to do something. And then, the adult impulses, the impulse control and ethics and character take over and you just don't do anything. But there are some people who they don't or won't stop themselves, right? And they do the most awful thing as a response of what to most people seems like a fairly minor incident.
Yeah, again, I can't comprehend why. First of all, the disagreement over it, anyone that has raised kids, and my two boys, where he walked too close to me, you're sitting too close to me, and he's sweaty and all this stuff, and you just kind of roll your eyes and say, "Look, listen to what you're doing. It's crazy." But in this particular incident, apparently he had no control of that you would expect him to have. So honestly, I have no sympathy for him. Mm-hmm. You took a life for something completely meaningless, and you're going to jail. You'll answer for it, and we can go from there.
We had a couple of other incidents. Now at the jail, the Escambia County Corrections, you had a couple of officers wound up getting charged for basically beating one of the inmates for another, seems like a fairly small thing. You can't beat the inmates anyway, but Sharif Hale and Larry Martin are the ones who have been arrested for this, right?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, our investigators got a call. As you know, the jail doesn't work for the sheriff's office. So it's a separate entity.
And that's still unusual in Florida, right? Counties, the jail is under the sheriff's domain.
It is not the norm. That's correct.
Okay.
But anyways, the Board of County Commissioners run the jail. And one of the lieutenants saw what they felt like was a little discrepancy in some reporting and why would they go into the cell. Apparently, they have rules that they cannot go into a cell after a certain time. Without the lights on or whatever the rules are. But so they violated this, and two corrections officers went in there and by all accounts to teach him a lesson. And then they battered him rather severely, and then they left, and they came back into the cell to clean up the blood. And I, as I understand, even clean up a piece of the tooth that was knocked out. But this particular inmate, and I don't know the inmate's name. I don't know what his charges were. All I know is that the two corrections officers cannot do what they've done, and our investigators determined that they committed a crime, a felony, battery based upon the situation, and we submitted an affidavit to the judge, and they were arrested for it.
So. It's just, we sometimes talk about, cops who do bad things, COs who do bad things. That has to be cleaned up because, the whole, as you always talk about, professionalism, integrity, service, that's the motto for every law enforcement agency from beginning to end. And look, I know being a CO is a hard job, but, you have rules.
And you were a CO, right?
That was your first job. Yeah. So,
And again, it's unacceptable, and there's got to be a level of accountability. And again, They did reach out to us. They did call us, and I'm not sure where they are with regards to their employment. All I can tell you is they are charged with felonies, and they're being held accountable.
We had a shooting that took place a little while back on Booker Lane in Cantonment, and you guys had been searching for Devon Williamson, and you found him for this shooting, but you didn't find him here in Florida.
No. You know, we had been looking for him. We had put him on our Facebook platforms, our social media platforms. We had placed him on our billboards because we really wanted we knew who it was, or we believe we knew who it was. Mm-hmm. There was an active homicide warrant for him. We also felt like he had left town. And so our investigator, I mentioned it a couple of times, but John Little is the investigator. Manny does a good job. Our entire team, our homicide team, does a jam-up job. But they don't forget, right? And so he's continuously looking for where this guy might be, following up on all the leads. And we put him on Crime Stoppers and everything else. Lo and behold, he has discovered, or we believe he is in Phoenix, Arizona, and we also believe that he is at the bus stop. We have reason to believe he was going to try to catch a bus somewhere.
Hmm.
So we contacted the U.S. our Marshals Task Force people, which were part of that network, and they send him. And sure enough, he's at the bus stop, and he has cut off his dreads, and he is armed with a firearm and a ticket to El Paso. So the thought there so
he was trying to leave
the country eventually, but he didn't get that far. He is under arrest, and we are making plans as of yesterday for a couple of our warrants deputies to go and pick him up and fly his butt back to Escambia County.
And I thought I heard one report that the dreadlocks weren't just cut off, but he was carrying them or something. Does that?
Yeah, the people over there in Arizona, they sent us a couple of pictures because, again, they're glad to get a murderer.
Yeah.
They're glad to catch him at a bus stop. There's something, you know, makes you feel good about being a law enforcement officer, catching someone when they're trying to flee.
You're right.
At a bus stop.
Right.
In my mind, over the last couple of weeks at least, he's been out, you know, running from the law, changed his appearance. Mm-hmm. You know, you assume he's going by a fake name, doing everything he can. And this, so when we catch him, they take a couple pictures. Is this your guy? Yeah, that's our guy. He looks a little different. I held up two pictures on a video we did. But also the picture of the dreads that were still in the bag. I mean, I don't know if you want to change your appearance, don't
for like
keep
his
the stuff
future baby book or something, right?
Yeah, kinda, you know, if you wear glasses and you don't want to be known as a person with glasses, don't carry the glasses with either.
Here's my five cases of glasses on my hip. Yeah,
and then he had a gun, you know, which surprised no one that a murderer would also carry a gun when you're on the line.
We're talking to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. John Pickens has traffic for us. John,
brought to you by ECUA. They're making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app. Available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Still working that one accident that happened on New Warrington Road in Jackson Street. I'm seeing no road blockage, but you just need to be aware. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing about a 10-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. We had the attempted homicide, the double shooting at Oakwood Terrace or Truman Arms Apartments. A couple weeks ago, week or two ago, and, you know, you had said you were looking for people, and you found three people, right?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about, we had some people, you know, we felt we had some interest in regarding to the shootings themselves, and we were working with witnesses, and we were working with some video that we were able to gather, and while the people weren't necessarily, the victims of the shootings weren't necessarily talking to us, we, again, our investigators did a really good job of piecing this, what is going to end up being a very complicated ordeal. But we ended up arresting three people. All three of them were arrested for attempted murder because they're trying to kill each other. Although we believe there were as many as six people with firearms or long guns at the time. And their investigation continues, and we believe that we have a lot of confidence that we will make more arrests in this case. Now, the female, we arrested two males and a female. There's ultimately three.
Okay.
I think the news ultimately initially said two, but there's three people.
Okay.
They were arrested. There was a female that handed one of the guys a gun. He came back to the car she was sitting in. She handed him a gun, and he went out and started shooting. And then another guy got shot, and then she went and picked up the gun that he had, and then she disposed of it. So she's got some principle to attempted murder, and then she's got destruction of evidence and a whole number of things that that she's going to be charged with. In addition to this, again, this attempted homicide. So,
and you said there's other people that you're still looking for, and this was basically a back and forth. I mean, this is like a shootout, you know, between folks.
Yeah, right there in the middle of Oakland
apartment complex.
And again, There is video. We're still working through the video, so it's not yet been made public, but we're trying to identify a couple more people that we think were involved. Some had guns and some didn't have guns. And then we'll probably end up putting this whole thing out. So this is how it happened.
We also had, a little bit lighter story, but still, sort of amazing. You had a guy who, as I understand it, he was breaking into the Carson Pawn Shop on Pace, but your deputies found him where?
Well, we found him ultimately on the roof. And again, he's trying to break in. We get to recall that there's a burglary in progress. And, if you're a law enforcement officer, you get a burglary in progress and you're going.
You're ready.
This is why we do the job. And we end up finding this Willie Wilson, but he's on the roof, and he realizes he's kind of stuck, right? And so he's wandering around up on the roof, breaking windows. And with assistance of the firefighters, fire department, Escambia County Fire and Rescue, were able to access the roof as well. So I got deputies up on the roof. He's up on the roof, which is apparently a pretty small area, and he's walking around the edge. So now what are we going to do? Are we going to tackle him on the edge of the roof?
Yeah.
We're going to tase him on the edge of the roof. And he picked up a piece of metal, and now he's using it as a makeshift weapon. So our deputies, again, did a jam-up job. They waited until he was in the middle of that roof area, tased him. He fell into a safe area, and then we obviously cuffed him. And with the assistance, again, of Escambia County Fire Department, we were able to get him down, and he is being charged as well. So I know that sometimes we have a healthy back and forth with the firefighters.
Yep.
But I would tell you what, on a day-to-day basis, on hour-to-hour basis, we work so well together on traffic crashes, and we help them with traffic when they're fighting fires. And they help us, obviously, in cases like this whenever we need it. So, our hat goes out off to Escambia County Fire and Rescue, and we really appreciate it.
Well, I just think it's amazing. You have ladder trucks and pumper trucks and, engines, and then you got the squad vehicle. Squad's got all of the rescue equipment, all the specialized gear to get people out of.
Yeah,
all the odds and ends that you need for the various tasks. And I just don't think there's a tool on the squad for how do you, detain a guy on the roof of the pawn shop who's resisting arrest near the edge of the roof? They just don't have that equipment, but they had enough to help you get up there.
Well, yeah, and I do some follow-up. I'm not sure if it was the ladder.
Yeah, right.
They probably won't let us on the ladder.
I know.
But maybe it's a bucket. I'm not sure exactly what.
Whatever they helped.
But, thanks.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what's killing me on this is, was he going or coming? Was he had already gone inside, or was this like him trying to get in? Or
I think he
heard the sirens and...
It's hard to put ourselves in the mindset of a criminal.
Well, you got to think like a criminal, sir.
Well, I mean, or you just catch him in the act and don't have to worry about why.
Right.
But we got to him and we arrested him. And I don't know. Did he try to get in, but he was breaking windows? He tried to do the roof job? Who knows?
Okay. All right. You had a Walgreens knife robbery. Is that right? A robbery with a knife? This is like yesterday, today?
Well, this one the 19th. So
okay,
it was
a little
yesterday.
Bit.
So, yeah, we got a call. I saw it on social media that why is all these sheriff's cars around this Walgreens?
Yeah.
Well, it's because some knucklehead decided to go into Walgreens with a knife and rob them and then take off. Well, we did a pretty good job of perimeter. We had our drone up. We had our canines up. Weren't able to initially find him, but, again, our detectives, and even our patrol deputies, our uniformed patrol deputies, don't give up, and they were able to identify him and
there you go.
Cuffs on him. He's in jail. So I can only envision him in the cell with the pawn shop burglar and down the hall from the guy that shot his stepdaughter.
And goodness. Do you flock cameras have been talked about quite a bit. Any of these cases that were helped solve by any of that kind of technology, the camera technology that you know of?
Yes. I know that.
Well, there was specifically somebody asked me about the Phoenix one. Yeah. So somebody asked me about the Phoenix case, if that was, if Flock helped with that. But
yeah, I'm not quite ready to talk about all the things that we do, but I can't.
Fair enough.
Flock cameras, but there's some other technologies that we're able to use.
Okay.
With our partnerships with the federal authorities. But I can tell you that the Flock cameras do help us. When this Oakwood terrorist shooting, we certainly look at the cameras, the license plate readers. There's some differences. Not all the cameras we have are Flock cameras.
Sure.
Everyone, Flock catches some heat in some environments. But not necessarily here in Escambia County because
like they're infrared.
Well, no,
catches criticism.
Okay, gotcha.
It
catches some verbal heat.
Yeah, gotcha.
For that sort of thing. But so we do use those cameras, and some of the first thing to protocol is let's see who was there, let's see if there's video, and then let's see who was driving in and out, because the two people that were injured Both were transported to the hospital. So both of them left that area, and we do have some cameras, some license plate readers in that area. So we can point out, you know, which cars left at a certain time. And then at the hospital, they obviously have cameras as well. So we can do a pretty good job of figuring out who took someone to the hospital, how long it took them to get from here to there. Could they have stopped and discarded a weapon? What was their path that they took? So again, so maybe we can go and look and see if they might have discarded a weapon outside the window. You know, the old trying to throw it out the window, then no one will ever find it type of thing.
But because you can reconstruct their travel route, at least a lot of times you might be able to find evidence after the fact. That all makes perfect sense.
Just like we planned it.
I don't have any time to get into it, but you did graduate, 15 new 15, from the
15
academy?
15 new deputies last night.
Brand new badges and everything. Love it.
We got to put the badge on first. So there's a badge pinning ceremony with someone that they love or trust, and they'll put the pin, and then they'll raise their right hand. I'll swear them in, and the look on their face, I reminisce for me. but I did make a comment yesterday. I said, this is a pretty big deal because there's hundreds of people there. I know you're running out of time, but I don't really care because it's not my station. So, and then I'd have them raise their hand, and they're giving their oath, and then they're, again, but when I got sworn in, there was one person, me and the chief, and apparently a cameraman because there's a camera that was there as well. So, congratulations to them. They've joined the team, and we look forward to their
look
careers.
Of joy on young Deputy Simmons' face. I would love to see that sometime.
There's more terror on my face.
Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for doing what you do to keep us informed. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got just one accident right now. Quintet Road and Pigeon Forge Drive over up in Pace. We're seeing an accident there that has the roadblock on Quintet, so be aware of that. I-10 westbound as you approach the 9 Mile Road exit is seeing some major delays there, about a 12-minute delay. And 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze experiencing a 8-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need a roof or think you might need a roof or need a repair done on a roof and you're not sure whether to repair or replace, hey, that's the time you call Quality Roofing Solutions. They'll come talk to you, look it over, and if it's a repair, they'll repair, and if it's a replace, they'll replace, and they'll talk to you about the difference. And, you know, sometimes it might only need a repair right now, but it probably is going to be due for a replacement within a few years, and by the time you add up the cost of then and now and increases mobilization, it actually makes more sense. Just go ahead and do the replacement now, but they'll talk with you about all of that. Sometimes you can save money on your home insurance by upgrading your roof substantially. I mean, you can sometimes cut your insurance even in half. I know a couple of cases like that. A new roof often will even pay for itself. Not always, but that does happen. So they've done 10,000 roofs since 2006, 4.9 rating on Google, lifetime warranty on the workmanship of their roofs, all things that are just kind of outrageous in the industry, but they do it right. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
This program contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing to some viewers. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's the South Park, and I love that they mispronounce it.
Oh, gotcha.
Viewer discretion is advised. That makes me laugh. Oh, I have yet another Milton episode coming up next. You'll enjoy. Trust me, it'll be good. David Wayne has about 10 seconds for a headline if he's got one for me. And if he doesn't, no big deal.
Well, how about this? The U.S. foreign delegation headed by Vice President J.D. Vance is headed to Pakistan. No word if Iran will be there.